This is VOA News. They are remote. Marissa Melton. Tens of millions of U.S. voters are casting ballots today in a presidential election pitting incumbent Republican Donald Trump against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. They are also voting for members of the House of Representatives, one-third of the U.S. Senate, and local officials. Biden began Election Day by attending Mass at a Delaware church. During a visit to his childhood hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Biden told supporters one of the reasons he's seeking the presidency is to, quote, restore the soul of the country. That's the end of the quote. After making two other appearances in Pennsylvania, Biden returns to Delaware, which he represented for decades in the U.S. Senate, to give an evening address. Mr. Trump started the morning by calling the Fox and Friends television news program and saying he would declare himself the winner when there is victory, if there is victory. Mr. Trump also visited his re-election headquarters outside Washington before returning to the White House. Speaking at the campaign headquarters, Mr. Trump said he has not given thought to a concession or acceptance speech. Hopefully, he said, we'll only be doing one of those two, adding, you know, winning is easy, losing is never easy. Amid the unchecked coronavirus pandemic in the United States, more than 99 million people cast early ballots. That's more than two-thirds of the entire vote count of nearly 139 million people in the 2016 election. But with state-by-state laws controlling how soon the absentee votes can be counted, the outcome of the election may not be known for days. You can follow the election and all other news happening today at our website, voanews.com. A U.S. district judge has ordered the U.S. Postal Service to sweep some mail processing facilities in battleground states for delayed ballots and immediately dispatch them. This is VOA News. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the eyewall of Hurricane Eta is moving onshore along the coast of northeastern Nicaragua, bringing life-threatening storm surges, catastrophic winds, and the risk of flash flooding and landslides to Nicaragua and nearby portions of Central America. Eta is currently an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of 220 kilometers per hour. The storm is expected to move slowly through the region over the course of the next several days. Forecasters are watching the potential for Eta to re-emerge over the Gulf of Mexico late in the week. Eta is the 28th named storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. It ties the record for the busiest hurricane season ever observed in the North Atlantic Ocean Basin, and it's doing so at a breakneck pace. In 2005, it took until the end of December to arrive at 28 named storms, putting this year 2 months ahead. Austrian officials said Tuesday that a perpetrator of an attack in Vienna, Austria, that killed at least four people and wounded 14 others was a sympathizer of the Islamic State terror group. Interior Minister Karl Nehammer told reporters Tuesday, quote, we experienced an attack last night by at least one Islamist terrorist. Islamic State later claimed responsibility for the attack. Nehammer said the assailant was armed with an assault rifle and wore a fake suicide vest. He added in later comments to the Austrian news agency that the attacker was convicted last year of trying to travel to Syria to join Islamic State. Police killed the attacker, and Nehammer said a search was ongoing Tuesday to see if anyone else was involved. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has apparently won a controversial third term in office at a landslide victory in the West African nation's October 3rd presidential election. The president of the Electoral Commission declared Ouattara the winner early on Thursday, saying he had obtained just over 3 million votes, just over 50% of registered voters cast ballots in the election. The Ivory Coast Constitutional Council still has to validate the election results and declare a winner after hearing any complaints or challenges. The top opposition candidates say they will not recognize a Ouattara victory, claiming it was slanted because they called for a boycott of Saturday's election. They also said Ouattara's run for a third term is illegal because it violates the Constitution, which allows presidents to serve two terms. Ouattara rejected that notion, saying the approval of a new constitution in 2016 allowed him to seek a third term. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.